Mark, I guess when you think about what's going on in Washington, and you did your Washington update here at the Beltline, and you think about Farm Bill, you think about EPA regulations, you think about WTO, yeah, it's never a dull moment, is it, up there?
Not with the National Cotton Council and not with this Congress. I really am afraid that this Congress has done all of agriculture a disservice because the one-year extension, I know people sought certainty, and we're not opposed to a one-year extension by any means, but the thing they did was they didn't make any cuts in agriculture. So when the committees pick up the next round of talks about farm policy, they're going to have to shoehorn in essentially 5 years of cuts into 4 years of Farm Bill because they're still going to have to meet the same targets they were having to meet before or maybe more stringent ones on savings. And there aren't any savings in this one-year extension. It's an extension of the 12 provisions, and there were no savings accomplished. And I'm very concerned about what that means. I mean, I think we had some pretty good agreement on in agriculture about some of the things we were going to be able to do with ARC and some of those other kinds of provisions. Well, if they have to achieve greater savings, I mean, I have to go back and revisit all of this.
You brought up kind of an interesting fact. We hear from some folks involved in ag committees that they like to get together as soon as possible, get things rolling on it, but you're not very optimistic we're going to see anything anytime soon.
No, one of the things that I would hope they could do is get together just as soon as possible because that usually means they can get in and lock down a budget number. So they know exactly the challenge they face as they devise policy. The longer it takes, the more uncertainty about what that budget number will be. And I think the problem now for agriculture is the fiscal cliff legislation didn't resolve the debt ceiling. We're going to have Congress take action on the debt ceiling sometime in February, probably early February. And then it did not resolve sequestration. It simply postponed sequestration for 60 days. So Congress will have to act sometime in middle and late February to avoid sequestration, because clearly, I think most everyone agrees, they don't want to see sequestration on defense spending because we know the thousands of jobs that are put at risk and the hazard to national security that brings. So they're going to do something about sequestration. Well, I think they'll be very occupied, and I think Chairman Lucas last Friday acknowledged that and said, now I'm not sure that I can start markup in February in the House Ag Committee.
Well, ag appropriations are still going to be very important, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. They still need to do ag appropriations. We still have very, very important work to do to finish the boll weevil eradication and pink bollworm eradication, and we still need support for our labs and our gen research. There are very important parts of appropriations that need to be taken care of, and they still have to do that. And the other cliff that's still out there for that Congress can't avoid. They did a continuing resolution right before they adjourned for the elections, and it supplied the funds for the government to operate through March the 27th. If they take no action, essentially the government has no money to operate on March 28th. They will have to take action. But again, this is a thing that's going to occupy a great deal of activity by Congress dealing with. And these will be opportunities to have great discussions about should there be further spending cuts. And every time somebody talks about spending cuts, agriculture's low-hanging fruit. They'll come after agriculture. So I'm very concerned about what the next 90 days holds for U.S. agriculture.
For those of us involved in agriculture, it's our livelihood. It's what we know. It's what we do. But for a lot of people on Capitol Hill, it's not a main focus, is it anymore?
We've changed substantially just in the 20 years I've been in the National Cotton Council in terms of the people who go to Congress that have any ag background at all. One of the things that we're going to face right now is as soon as Chairman Lucas is able to convene a House Ag Committee, he has 13 new members. That's 13 members on the House Ag Committee that have never dealt with ag policy before. A lot of education has to be done. And he found it very difficult back in 2010 when he took over that committee and started work in 11 on education because he had a lot of new members. Now he's going to do it again. It's a tough job for the chairman.
It's interesting you say that. I had a chance to talk with the congressman right back in December when we were still hoping to get this farm bill through and at that because he didn't want to see it have to come back around the way it is now because of that very fact. He knew he was going to have to educate a lot of new people on there. So.
And he talks about how it was quite a process in 11 and 12 for his members to understand. They may have taken some pledges, especially some of the Tea Party folks, about where they were going to be and what cuts they thought there ought to be. And then all of a sudden they find those things are a little more difficult when you actually start to learn about the programs and so forth that are involved.
Mark, we can stand here and talk all day, and I know that, but I don't want to keep you. But I guess bottom line is, what do you want growers out there to know that National Cotton Council is doing for them in Washington right now?
Well, we're working really hard to make sure that, first of all, that education. There are a lot of new members. We'll be getting into those offices just as soon as they have staff in them to be sure they're aware of what agriculture means to the U.S. Economy, what cotton means, and especially in some of these new members, because we have some new members in cotton districts. The other thing we'll be talking about is what do we have to do to protect a U.S. agriculture and provide an adequate safety net in farm legislation, because it's clear we are going to write some farm legislation in 2013, and that's going to be our focus for the entire year, but it's going to be real concentrated these first 90 days.
But it will happen. It has to happen.
Yes, it does. It has to happen, because that was exactly the reason that Congress took the action to make the one-year extension. On January 1, had they not done that, milk price would have doubled almost automatically, and they weren't going to let that happen. Those are the kind of things that are part of foreign policy that have to be dealt with.